Yes, Sept William, I feel extremely sad about the situation in Wau. And first of all, my sympathy and condolences to the people who have lost loved ones, and also for the destruction of properties that has happened. And I want to say that this has happened, unfortunately, and this is not what we actually expected after a lot of work has been done to make sure that our country returns to peace. So it's actually unfortunate, and we need now that this has happened, especially for Wau, to call for calm. Let everybody wake up and say we have to stop this and it's not happen again. And we let the anger, the frustration, the disappointment cool down within ourselves, not to to resort to any new clashes.
Yes, and as the people there who are actually suffering, not only the people in Wau, we have had a lot going on. We just had the report of over 4.8 million people are suffering of hunger. Of course, the displacement of people continues in the country. When the peace was signed and when the transitional government of national unity was formed, there was a lot of anticipation. People think that the country is going now in the right direction. Do you really think that hope is still there? I mean, what would you like to tell people with their expectation being just tarnished like that?
Yeah, really, I think I have to say that I still have hope, and I'm still optimistic that these things would change. And as usually we say that political and national will is necessary at moment of this nature. I think with the formation of the national transitional government of national unity, we probably need to prioritize one thing seriously, is the cessation of hostilities at different levels, how to develop mechanism or how to stop anything that could provoke violence. And this is where we yet not have the control over individuals and groups and whatever organs are there who can be able to perpetuate violence. This is, for me, I think, something that bothers me. So how can we be able to halt this? Because actually that's what is frustrating people. If there could be a general ceasefire, there's no more shooting, no more violence, then the rest of the things will fall into place. Now, who can do this? Of course, surely we will say government. But government alone, I think it has to be a complete, campaign all over to see how each individual, each community should develop a mechanism to stop violence within their vicinity. And this requires patience, and then it requires the courage to talk to each other. I think the violence in Wau has come in the midst of no dialogue. And we have also seen where I come from here, sometimes when the dialogue is missing, immediately people resort to shooting and fighting. So this is the ability to be patient and say, look, the problem has happened, but let us talk. South Sudanese need to learn to talk. As talking actually brought us South Sudan, we didn't get it just only by fighting. And let us, it is not a cowardice to go and talk to your brother or your sister and say, look, we have gone wrong here. How can we solve this? How can we go about this? Exchange of words definitely will bring us to a solution. So to me, I'm saying with all this problem all over the country and what has actually happened, Wau, there is a huge mistrust. People don't have the possibility to talk to each other. People are afraid of each other. And then also the institution that could really help people to go into dialogue is also somehow sort of missing. You know, you can come out with initiative. Someone say, why are you gathering people? Why are you talking to people? And then there is no one encouraging it. And, you know, words need to also to be guided by a certain authority. Say, look, you people, you need to go into dialogue. And then those who go into dialogue are protected by a system. And this kind of thing will come down. And that's what, for me, we have the instrument in the country, like the churches all over, the religious communities, they have the power to engage in dialogue. We have civil societies, they have the power to engage in dialogue. And then, of course, the international NGOs like UN and other bodies, they can engage in dialogue. But how can they do it? This is a question then that which also you know, we need to look into, where we can collaborate so well that both the government and this neutral body could be helped to engage our communities in dialogue. And I think the situation, wow, to me, is the absence of dialogue. People are just angry. The trauma is too much. So you, the only way you can resolve it is you have to fight. I want to show to you that I am a man. We have power. And that's a failure. So I think I want to, I'm insisting here about the spirit of dialogue. And then too much negativity to take it off. Languages that are really provocative, to learn how we can change this. Really, the anger needs to give way for a peaceful communication, non-violent communication, for our country now to wake up from the situation in which we are.
Yes. Bishop, 2 years ago, Pope Francis spoke about the level of cruelty and torture in today's world and said this should frighten us all and cause us to reflect. Now, what has the church got to say as it surveys the damage and looks to the future? What role do you think the church can play here?
Yeah, we have a role that we cannot play down, I think, because we have access to people and to reach out to people, and we can be able, and we are actually doing it. Of course, we are not frustrated. You know, if we are frustrated, then that's the end of the road. So we really still continue to encourage our people. Recently, we met in Juba, the bishops of South Sudan in the Catholic Church. We came up still saying we don't need to be afraid. We have to stop being negative and let us develop a language that can build up. And in the assessment of what is going on, the language is doing much violence, sometimes even more than the guns. And so we are talking, but these are moral voices, and we are not there, you know, to use another force. We are appealing into the hearts of our people to stop violence, to see their brothers and sisters just as themselves, and to learn to be able to forgive. This language all over is being echoed. But I think where we are not making a breakthrough so quickly is that the level of, there is a mixture of two things. There is hunger, poverty, and challenges economically in the country. And people want to, you know, to have what they need for themselves. At the same time, they don't have the possibility to get in touch with each other. So you really here get these two things are not matching, and people are just filled with the anger. So to me, we need to call for a general retreat for the country, not retreat going out for the country. People really need to come into themselves. Every leader, every individual, every family, to see what kind of South Sudan I want. And so with that, we will definitely be able to do this. So I'm appealing for a good collaboration between the institution in our country, both the government and the churches. The two can really do much. We prepare people in the church, we pacify them. So also the instrument from the side of the government, the community leaders, then has to come in to reinforce that, because you need also law authority and in order to reinforce that. As much as we appeal.
Yes. Yeah. Talking about the church, and you did mention, especially you emphasize on dialogue. You also emphasize on the language that we are talking should really change. Recently, a church leader made some remarks, and this has been the topic of discussion on many people in the country. Do you understand sometimes the level of frustration that people go through in the country?
Yeah, we understand. That's why I was actually saying that when you are angry, when you are frustrated, in our church language, the best thing is you don't really need to act at that time. You need to make a break. You need to get off and then come out. This is important, that you should not, either if you are going for a meeting, if you are angry, don't go for that meeting. Or if you have to talk to people to give something, you don't need to go angry, because the feelings in you can distort your message. And so sometimes, of course, we see from our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, there were moments he could come out straight, you know, telling things and calling them by names and say, look, you better stop this. This is not the way you should do things. But, of course, at the moment for South Sudan, I think we would need another language now, the non-violence communication, I call it, so that we can be able to gather things together. Otherwise, we will actually scatter ourselves. And this is the moment I would really say, because there is still a long way to go, we need to develop a conscience whereby we can prevent the crime, we can prevent difficulties, and developing this conscience is a process, and so it cannot be done overnight. And let us not jump on the necks of each other, but I think we need to acknowledge things have gone bad, people are frustrated, so what do we do? So those who can be able to have the courage to gather each other, to gather the people together and tell them the message of peace, the good news, that please, we are a country, things have gone wrong, but we still have the power, we still have the strength, we have the structure, we have the institution that can consolidate this country to a peaceful, stable nation. We have it. So we just need to wake up and take this decision and